They call and say, you want to create a 30 million strong restart army to attack us to change the regime. This 30 million strong army isn't for attacking, my good boy. This 30 million strong restart army, which has become restart listener drop by drop until suddenly it's a sea for you to understand, is being built for defense. The day a single restartee gets slapped, you'll see 30 million slaps returned. This is the uprising of Abu Muslim Khorasani, my good boy. Don't bring down the dignity of restart. Do we want to change the world's regime that we'd use restart to do it? If the regime is to be changed, it will be changed with the Shah Bekayer Iran program. As soon as program 50 starts, by the time program 90 is over, at the head of program 90, the key to the country will be on the table, my good boy. Restart is above these things. If it were to be changed with Shah Bekayer Iran, it would have been. Program 50 starts, and at the head of program 90, the key to the country will be on the table. Welcome to 5-5. Welcome to the most dangerous program in 700 years. Welcome to Sufism and mysticism. Welcome to restart. Welcome to the uprising of Abu Muslim. Two lines of life. Although we fight with each other, we are companions on the path. We are at the end of color. A line of life. We fight with each other, but are companions on the path. Two lines of life. Why do you bring down the dignity of restart? It's very upsetting for me. The actions they took and the answer I gave them, I said it here directly so you would know that restart is a very specific program. Drop by drop, meaning the antivirus enters. I don't become the reason. His attitude changes, his perspective changes. Now this is 30 million, let this 30 million become 40 million. But our 15 million, our 14, 15 million, according to what I've seen in the last 12 days, well, we reached 8,000. When we reach 1 million, we will have reached 20 million, 25 million. And the statistics that we have stats everywhere. The people who are entering it, their personalities are being transformed, meaning their power increases drop by drop. Restart, Sufism, and mysticism is defensive, not offensive, as long as no one has attacked. All of you, these 30 million too, you love them. Dust at their feet, that's the rule. I have to give this explanation so many people will know. The rule of restart is that you must be the dust at the feet of the people. You must kiss their feet. You must pay respect. You must be humble. You must truly love everyone from the bottom of your heart with every religion and every creed and every thought. But in defense, you must be the strongest concrete and rebar in human history. We still haven't had a war in the world like the Chaldiran of the great Sufi, Shah Ismail Defender. All those armies, 300,000+ Ottoman soldiers, meaning a mix of three or four world superpowers of that time. The Ottoman was one of the most powerful forms of government in the history of that period. Whenever the name of Sufism and mysticism came up, and the restartees of that era really did a lot at the Battle of Chaldiran, they realized 30,000-40,000 people could... Every restartee person at the moment of an event is the most dangerous person in history. He shows mercy to nothing. Put aside all this human rights bullshit. If we are attacked, we will attack. You have to understand this. You have to understand it from now. In restart, why? It's not in my hands. Restart, first restarts, then the start button is clicked. The start button, you, I don't press it. The one who must press it, presses it. When the start key is pressed, then two options will be on the table. Is it the conquest of Mecca or Shah Ismail Afrin and the Safavid dynasty? The task is clear. We don't want to attack anyone. For example, let the 30 million become 50 million. It's not about playing with armies. Restart isn't political that it would create an army. But well, you might be audacious, you might throw a slap, well, 30 million will be returned. It will be taught to the world that, sir, these guys are a wall. Every punch you throw, according to Newton, will come back. Don't you get it? Restart is dangerous in defense. You don't want to understand this? Well, look at the Battle of Chaldiran. You don't want to understand? Look at the era of Cyrus. A country is insulting the Jews. See how he saves the Jews. See how we respect them. If you want to understand the restart program, why was the rest of it broadcast? The restart program was broadcast so that a 30-40 million strong army would be ready for defense, not for attack. Look at the Battle of Chaldiran. Look at Cyrus. Look at the uprising of Abu Muslim Khorasani. Look at Yaqubai Laith and Baba Karamdin. This isn't war. These are mixed up, like Nietzscheans who call themselves atheists. Abu Muslim's followers were also Nietzscheans in their own right. You have to check and see this program on this scale. So, for this reason, don't be upset at all. You just shouldn't attack. If you attack, it's not in my hands. I'm not in charge of restart. Restart itself, I was sleeping. Now, next week, I want to do a program about dreams so that you know, so all the people of the world know and understand that they see two important dreams. All the people of the world definitely see two important dreams. Next week it came to my heart that I want to talk about dreams. In the Valley of Quest, meaning every human who is born on planet Earth, mankind sees two important dreams. The dreams of other creatures are different. Animals and plants are another way. What is this dream that everyone sees at the age of puberty? The soul has a dream at the hand of the perfect human. Everyone can sleep this night and wake up in the morning so that everyone knows and understands the receiver that they open. Before opening the receiver, they count the stars. The dream is in his hand. The gaze is in his hand. Death is in his hand. Those are in his own hands. That beautiful one is everything himself. Please, I have asked several times, do not bring down the dignity of restart. Do not politicize restart. This is not a political program. We do not intend to change the regime in the world that we would start restart. It's a program that is presented to me so that my understanding matures. And love is presented to you and me from that beautiful one for the mystical perspective that exists. And I gave you several strong reasons for it. In the time of Shah Ismail I of the Safavids, the lion and sun flag clearly belongs to Shah Ismail I of the Safavids, meaning the lion and sun flag belongs to the people of Sufism. When you look at the flag, the lion's hand holds a sword, but it is in a defensive state, not an offensive one. Let me look at the picture again. The lion and sun flag. The lion means the Sufi. It means the country of Iran is united. Let me tell you, it becomes Sufi. I had read about dreams in the Valley of Unity. After this, the Valley of Unity shall come to you. The station of singularity and abstraction shall come to you. A dream. When they pass beyond this explanation, they all raise their heads from one collar, meaning this. What does it mean? It means everyone comes under the authority of one person. That person is the Sufi. He is like the lion, meaning you, God willing, after your Valley of Quest begins. When you see the Sufi, you understand this is it, these hungry lions. Now suppose tomorrow morning I come and put a lion in the house, a male lion, with a mane and a grand build. Then for 20 days I don't give it food. For 20 days I don't give it water. Then I tell you, people of the world, sir, one by one, if you have a question, go ask it. Or your heart. Are you in love with it? Yes, I am in love with it. Go forward and kiss it. You say, sir, it will devour me. When you see this Sufi up close, Sufi means the people who are around the perfect human. This is it. He is that lion. He attacks. The fact that he doesn't tear you apart means he is a very great person, a great being. That lion is the same lion that is on the lion and sun flag. I am now documenting one interpretation of it so we know, the sword, since I am interpreting it as a person of Sufism. The sword is in the hand of that Sufi. Why? Because the perfect human is so kind, he's not into these things. Just as the deer runs from the lion, he becomes so happy when the lion catches and eats the deer. Why? Because the playfulness is within himself. He says everyone dies anyway. Let the crows live for 300 years. He doesn't know that it should be so and so. He is kind. He is beautiful. The perfect human is beautiful. What happens? When you to the perfect human, for example, in your heart, or if you keep saying, may God Almighty hasten his noble reappearance, عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف, May God Almighty hasten his noble reappearance and just scream it for no reason, make a fuss for no reason, put on airs and then make a small insult to the perfect human, that lion which is the Sufi. Around the perfect human he must not get angry. The perfect human never gets angry. Any small attack on the perfect human, whether verbal, spoken, or in the heart, if it happens, that Sufi might get upset. If that Sufi gets upset, the game is over. And principally, the perfect human, principally one or two Sufis, if out of these 20, 15, 30 Sufis who are there, he loves one or two in a different way. If they make a small move, it can't be controlled anymore. Mushtaq Ali Shah Kemani, in Kerman, just like that in the street, he told the people, "Hey, people of Kerman, if they are beating me, if they are insulting a Sufi, for your mother's sake, do not even look at me in your heart. Do not look at this oppression. Turn your faces and go." They didn't listen. Agha Muhammad Khan Qajar came and gouged out 70 men, an old unit of weight, of eyes. Why? Because that Sufi who was around the perfect human rose up from him. He didn't even ask for permission. Well, permission was his own prerogative, but he didn't ask for it. The perfect human just smiles. He rose up from him saying, "I have permission to sacrifice myself, to take my right." They killed Mushtaq Ali Shah Kermani. "I will go take my right." He rose up. It was finished. The people of Kerman killed and ate their 7-month-old baby so they wouldn't die of starvation. We should not always attack the Sufi. Don't do it cutely. Why do you send the nation up in smoke?
We are supposed to gather together, all the officials, all of us graze together. Grazing is good, isn't it? We all graze, right? We eat food, we get to this part, we chase girls, we pull the money. What do you have to do with Sufism? Why do you ruin Rumi's name? Why do you publish a book saying Rumi and Shams were gay? Shams went and married that one's daughter he did this way. You publish for me a look at the life of Shams from another angle. Don't do this, don't do it, don't play with the lion's tail. The perfect human doesn't attack. The perfect human cannot attack. This is also a secret I shouldn't say. He absolutely cannot attack. Because if he moves the universe, a Sufi is around him, one gets angry, says, "Sir, do not insult this beautiful one, it's over." And this wave of defense, we see millions and 40 millions in these things. Then you threw a slap, you see the slap. Then you see 500,000 partisans in the middle of the country. You don't know. You have fever and in the morning you can't sleep anymore. So don't politicize this program. Don't call me anymore. Don't politicize this program. Let this be one program for the people of Iran who are listening and we're having a good time together. All of us together. This is the explanation. So you know that because I am not responsible for this program and it's not mine. I'm also just a little goat who is enjoying it like the rest of the people. Yes. I am in the atmosphere of Sufism and mysticism today. So next week, there's a secret about sleep that's important. You must listen because the Valley of Quest is difficult. This valley is the Valley of Quest. The Valley of Quest is more difficult than this other valley. Number the other valleys. When you pass the Valley of Quest, meaning you find that beautiful one and you see him and he gives you something, from that moment that he gives you something, you have entered a gymnasium where you can also run, you can play basketball. It's really up to your interest. You can make your biceps big. This reached the Valley of Unity and so on. This arrived, you became a gymnasium where you know where you should train, run more, run less, not get a slipped disc. You do these things, you reach the next valley. Or a letter comes from bodybuilding in America. They say, "Sir, welcome. Please come to the competitions." Then you choose, like Baba Taher, whether to go to the competitions or not. Baba Taher said, "I'm just here in this corner. I enjoy these sheep. I don't want to get into these matters." Not all of you get into these matters. Not everyone is like Khwaja Nasir al-Din al-Tusi, who was a man of Sufism. They are not Khwaja Nizam al-Mulk, who is this. It's not Sufism. I mean, see, they are also in power. Some also enter into power. Not everyone is like Rumi and such. Some are also like Shams. He doesn't care about these things at all and in a corner, meaning they have fun for their own pleasure. This is their command, that they are prophets, because one by one, prophethood is lower than being a Sufi. The Sufi is after the prophet. What does it mean? It means when you find the perfect human gives you something, you must slowly enter these valleys. You do the work, you perform the task, you become beautiful, then they tell you, sir, you can now go and become a teacher for others. He becomes a prophet. From that, he becomes a representative of the perfect human. He becomes a Sufi. He becomes a prophet. After he becomes a prophet, the perfect human still doesn't leave him. He sends Gabriel for him. If he makes a mistake, he talks to him. He sends revelation in the name of a mobile phone for him. All this, meaning you have reached this knowledge. All those that were before for 100,000 years, today I want to open one of them up, like that Darwin who we think is Darwin. Then we found out, man, it's Aziz ad-Din. The theory of these ones we don't know about. Today I want to open up Skype so that you know where Skype is from. When Skype started, this is to explain so that you know that all the phrases that are out there are a drop of the knowledge that is in the hands of the people of Sufism. Now, in general, let me tell you that after he becomes a prophet, that is, what does it mean? It means he becomes a messenger. He becomes, they say, sir, go carry the message. Then he becomes a teacher. He becomes a Sufi. Even from the period of prophethood to being a Sufi, he is still under the authority of the perfect human. Meaning he goes in every verse and his flaws are revealed and everything. Shams is a prophet who comes for training. Not everyone can train Rumi. If there might be 15 Sufis, one of them cannot train. One of these Sufis can train the others. He becomes the teacher, both the teacher and the jam. Shams comes, an old man comes, he gives a boot, he brings a mullah to the point where he becomes Maulana Jalal ad-Din Balkhi Khorasani. The valley of quest is a valley that must begin for you. Its difficulty is that finding this is difficult. So in the next valleys that you're going through, in valleys like pneumatics, you want to take body pills, you want to participate in the competition or not, you can choose. In the valley of quest, which is harder than this, is finding that beautiful one. And the hardest part of this valley in these seven valleys, let's get the regions. We are here now. We are here that we want to try with all our might to strive to find him in the valley of quest. When we find him, he gives us something that means we have registered in the gym, we have gone to fitness. What are these things you go to? We have registered, we have a card. We swipe this card and go in. Go every day, go in the mornings. Like Baba Tahir, you reach a point where he says, blessed are those who are constantly in prayer. He always goes in. His whole life is in fitness. All of them somewhere, everyone goes according to their ability. So in the valley of quest, the most difficult matter is the valley of quest itself, which we are supposed to open a corner of, all listen together, see what we can do, and be identified. In the matter I want to explain to you today, it's that many people ask, and it's a valid question. After 58 programs, Mr. Hosseini, we pray, you say you can't pray. Why is this prayer a problem? Look, my good boy, my good girl, some things belong to the people of Sufism. What does it mean? It means that, for example, you have a cold, this and that illness, you go get this ampicillin injection without understanding it yourself. The restart antivirus is like this too. Without you understanding it yourself, a series of bacteria, white blood cells are produced. Some things are done. These powers are given to it. It goes and beats the crap out of your inner father. The cold gets better without you noticing. Some things belong to the people of Sufism. The rest have stolen it and are using it. It's exactly like, let me tell you, someone has become a thief in my house. And then I have arranged the buttons in such a way that if you press one of these buttons, you get electrocuted. It kills you. When the guy came in, he pressed the button, he died, and now he wants to go and file a complaint. Sir, why did my child die? Sir, why has my child, for example, memorized the Quran and become worse? The house belongs to a man of Sufism. The place is his. Worship is his. Prayer exists in all religions, and one starts praying when the valley of quest has been passed to reach the valley of unity. Meaning, you pray at a time when you understand something in it. In the words of the prayer, in the atmosphere of prayer, in all religions, the people of Sufism have placed words that when one starts reciting without permission, it is the worst virus inside the prayer, meaning a word comes out of your mouth and you say it without understanding it yourself. Every unit of prayer that you pray, this virus is doing something to your soul that you will never get well again. Prayer begins to be recited. Permission, meaning you have become Ristarti, then you pray. Yes. Whatever religion you have, whatever thought, they tell you some rituals, like Mecca. Mecca belongs to the Ristartis, meaning it's not yours, not Hosseini's. If we want to be honest, the Kaaba of Zoroaster that was built throughout the year only that many times they can... I don't know if I'm lying. I don't know. Under 100 people can go. Going to Mecca is with inner permission. And you must have reached that degree that when we go to Mecca, the moment you are circling that house, we go to that devil, you have gone through the stages. You are from Mecca. It has rules. The characteristics they have enumerated, stoning the devil, for example. Well, you have gone through this. If you have gone through it, then you know the perfect human. Then you understand that, oh, people who have gone to Hajj, where are you? Where are you? The beloved is right here. Come, come. You understand that. So after Mecca, there are two possibilities. Either you have found the perfect human or you haven't. If you haven't, Mecca should not exist. That's why even between Hosseini's two fingers, if you really look at the Hajj every year, there aren't even a handful of people whose Hajj is accepted. This Hajj is a symbol. Zoroaster put one so that you wouldn't reach understanding. It's a symbol. It's something that is clear. Prayer is the same. There are formulas in prayer that if you recite them, this virus enters your body without you knowing. You become the most criminal, most selfish, worst, most useless, whatever est of your life. And after that, you no longer have the right to cry and say, why do I become like this when I pray? Then selfishness arises in you. Then you become self-important. Then you become audacious. Then you become Satan. All the rulers of the world throughout these 100,000 years, their name is Examiner. If you ask a man of Sufism, he says these are examiners. You, for example, want to change this one, bring that one, bring that one. This one is also an examiner. This one is also an examiner, meaning Satan. Satan is an examiner, meaning someone who comes to test. These are teachers who are giving exams, and because of Jesus, 500 people were killed for 2,000 years. They have put you under the whip to see if Hosseini protests. He doesn't. He sacrifices. The work of governments is satanic work. What does it mean? Well, this is a very important conclusion. So now let's go to a word, for example, so that you understand from a certain point. When you want to pray, now I wanted to talk about Christians or Jews or any of these beautiful darlings of mine. Since the country is Islamic, meaning the people are Muslim, I'll talk about the prayer of the Muslims themselves. See, in this Sufism, they have put things that destroy you, meaning when you recite it, you become worse, like a pill that you are eating food from morning to night, living your life, and one pill keeps going into your mouth. Then you realize that this pill is, for example, a narcotic. Then we want to take it from you. You become an addict. We can't take it from you anymore. That's why they say don't drink alcohol, don't smoke opium, because opium always makes you accustomed to being lethargic, and in a corner you sit, you become timid and cowardly and so on. But alcohol at least gives you a crazy courage. You let out a roar, a scream, a roar. It's a release in itself. They say at least in a mental view, even cumin is very... Eat it for no reason, so that when you grow up, you yourself know what you have to do. Let me tell you, I want us to know the secret of what is behind it. Let me explain this too. So you see that science has not yet advanced so much to understand the things that Rumi and Saadi and Attar and these guys did. Like that judgment I mentioned to you, that because of two good mullahs among those 15,000 mullahs that were there, he saved the rest and brought that dead person back to life. Bringing the dead back to life and killing and these things, scientists have not yet been able to reach it. But this has been happening for 100,000 years. Maulana perhaps came back to life from death 3 times a day. Being killed and coming back to life is their specialty. So still, we haven't reached this science and stability, thank God, alhamdulillah, that, for example, you would understand how to bring a dead person back to life, why a crow lives for 300 years, for example, 115 years, I'm giving an example, or, for example, a certain creature for 1 week, some for 1 day. These are things that scientists have not yet discovered, God willing, with God's hope, on the condition that they say where they get their sources from. But they also know Darwin's missing link. These are very great people. If you sit on your knees, they will give it to you. Otherwise, like idiots, we always have to search for the missing link. You say, in the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the prayer begins. Now, I don't care about before it. In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, I want to explain Skype. I want to explain one of the 100,000-year-old secrets that has been discovered after 100,000 years. Thank God. You and I can see our moms. This is very important. It has been discovered. It's okay. When the prayer begins, we recite, in the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. Praise be to God, Lord of the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, Master of the day of judgment. It is you we worship and you we ask for help. Guide us to the straight path, the path of those upon whom you have bestowed favor, not of those who have evoked your anger or of those who are astray. In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, say. We stop. When you recite, praise be to God, Lord of the worlds, you are reciting. You are doing a huge ass-kissing, meaning you are saying something to the perfect human where you have two possibilities. Either it's ass-kissing and lying and slander and these things, or you see, meaning you understand, and then you say this, meaning you say this with sincerity. You say, praise be to God, Lord of the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful. O you who are gracious and merciful, O Father, Son, Holy Spirit, O my Moses, O my Jesus, O my Christ, O my Mahdi, O Sun that is behind the clouds and has always been for 100,000 years. People think you don't exist. When you see this right at the moment, you say, the most gracious, the most merciful, Master of the day of judgment, Master of the day of judgment, Master, you alone are the master of when I die, what I do. You are the master of whether you save me or not. Master of the day of judgment, it is you we worship. I worship only you. Look what a big lie. Hosseini the idiot has to lie in prayer. And you we ask for help. I ask for help from you. Guide us to the straight path. Take me on your path. The path of those upon whom you have bestowed favor. Not those to whom you gave money, you gave blessings. Not money, something of the money of love. Yes. Astray. From here, something must happen for your prayer to be accepted. And there are only two possibilities. Either this was ass-kissing, or it was sincerity. When it's not ass-kissing and you reach the Sufi perspective, and you say these words correctly, something, a being, appears before you. He tells you, say, he is God, the One. Kul hu Allahu ahadi. Now say it. And you are like a school child with these teachers. He says, say, El has two parts. He enters. The word say, kul, in the middle of the prayer, which is also the surah of monotheism, meaning the surah of the foundation of unity. They have named it that. They have always named it that. You must ask a question from the beautiful grandmother who prays. Say, mother, in your prayer, do you say, he is God? Say it. To whom do you say it? Are you in a position to tell someone to say, to command good and forbid evil? What tells you to say? It means you. Then Skype opened.
For 100,000 years Skype opens. It reaches a knot of those who are astray. A curtain opens. Don't look at him scratching his ass. That one, that beautiful one, is the intermediary of the prayer. Everything. Think that we are like this. Think that you see him crying, hitting himself. He is connected. No one is connected. The moment and knot of those who are astray is finished. The Skype curtain is up, meaning Khayyam, Rumi, Sa'di, Hafez, Bayazid Bastami, Sheikh Karakhan, at the end of his life, Avicenna, they all saw this. This Skype has existed for 100,000 years. It's because of the word say. Otherwise, you would have said it. It would have been, you would have said it yourself. The speaker changes in this moment. The manner of speech changes completely. To whom are you saying say? To whom are you saying it? What is saying say to whom? The Skype curtain opens. When the curtain opened, you see him. They call that Allah. They call that your Allah. Allah is not visible. The essence. When you saw that, he tells you, say, say. To Muhammad in the cave of Hira, he says, read, Iqra, read, say. It's an imperative command. It's an order. He says, say, he is God, the One. Say, he is God, the One. God, the eternal refuge, Allah Samad, say. He tells you to say, God, the eternal refuge. He neither begets nor is born, nor is there to him any equivalent. You say it after him. Here, from the greatness of seeing this, from the greatness of his eyelashes, from the greatness of the inner beauties, from the greatness of the 18,000 worlds, you fall to your knees, you say, glory be to my Lord the Great, Subhan Rabbil Azim, I bow to this greatness. Will you be a broker for me? They must be brokers. See, when you see a lion, we must see you piss your pants. How is it that I don't see you pissing your pants? I'll put you in a room with Hosseini and a lion alone. I must see you piss your pants. I don't see you pissing your pants. I must understand you. You are playing a role. Can one ask a question of a Sufi? From a Sufi, meaning someone who is around the perfect human, can one ask a question? Can one go and kiss him? Can one kiss his hand? The lion will eat you. Finished. It's a difficult moment. For 100,000 years, everyone in their religion at that moment, a Skype opened, meaning he first signed up for Yahoo Messenger. He didn't give up the quest until his desire was fulfilled. Either his soul, as they say, reached the beautiful beloved, or perhaps his soul left his body. Then he saw him. Then he gave him something. What did he give him? He gave him a code. He said, enter this code of yours. When you open Yahoo Messenger, it gives you a code. It says, enter this code. Whenever you enter it, you come into my light, I see you. Then they saw each other. Then this one is in Italy. He says, you are in Yemen, you are with me. You are with me, you are in Yemen. Then he goes to stand for prayer with love. Prayer is for the restartis. Not for Muslims, not for Jews, not for the religions. Prayer means that you have found the perfect human. He has given it to you, the pill. He has shaken you. He has made you a wanderer. You are dizzy. Then you stand to pray. It's not in your hands anymore. Wherever you put your hands doesn't matter at all, because you are within that. Then Skype opened, you see? Then you go into bowing, you don't realize. You go into prostration, you don't realize. This very word, say, that you think is the gurgling of a samovar. One say is a command, an order. Someone has to give this order. So up to this point, you can recite the Surah Alhamd. It's okay. We don't understand. We don't know. You and I don't understand. We don't know. Recite it. It's okay. I'll recite it too. When you reach the word say, do you see something or not? Say begins from there. It gurgles. It throws you into turmoil. Then there you understand, you see the curve of the eyebrow there, you see the stature there, you see the elf, first letter of the Arabic alphabet, symbolizing uprightness there, you see the beautiful one there, you see Skype there. So I am emphasizing again, I haven't said anything from myself, it's all from the mystics and the people of Sufism. Hafez says, in my prayer the memory of your eyebrows curve came to me, a state overcame me that the prayer niche cried out. He is saying exactly what I'm saying so beautifully, exactly.
And all religions throughout history have had this prayer. Why? Because the perfect human of that era gave the restartees the command for their own prayer. I entrust you to the mandatory bowing, not the optional one. I entrust you to that say that they tell you. I entrust you to that which is very beautiful. Until the next program, farewell. Thank you. Thank.